Stag, this is dictating on James Scotty. That's James, J-A-M-E-S. Scotty is S-C-O-T-T-I. S as in Sam, S-C-O-T-T-I. Date of birth is 3-28-48. And the date of visit is 8-10-22. Please make a copy for Richard Potts, M.D. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, P as in Paul. Richard Potts, M.D. Date of consul 8-10. Next line, dear Richard, thank you for sending James Scotty for pulmonary evaluation. My excess present illness. This is a 74-year-old male who has experienced shortness of breath. That started rather abruptly, almost 2 weeks ago, was seen in the emergency room on 7-29-22. The patient also had had tremors of his extremities and he did not have any chest pains, but had some wheezing and cough. And upon arrival in the ER, a chest x-ray showed a left basilar infiltrate with possible pneumonia. The patient was treated with antibiotic therapy and given solimedrol, and later switched to oral steroids. She did not require hospitalization, and he is presently taking Spiriva inhaler, 2 puffs a day, and also uses Xanax, BIDPRN, for shakiness and anxiety. He has not lost any weight, denies any headaches or blackouts, and denied leg swelling or calf muscle pains. His dizziness, however, with tinnitus, comes on intermittently, and he feels quite shaky. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history of hyperlipidemia and anxiety disorder, and history for leukemia, for which he was treated with chemotherapy. And we are unable to determine what type of leukemia it was. There was no significant surgery in the past. Next line, allergies none listed. Next. Family history, mother died of Alzheimer's disease, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, habits patient smoked one pack per day, half to one pack per day for approximately 40 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, medalist included Thessalon pills, 100 milligrams, PRN, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN, and Spiriva, 2 puffs a day. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fever or fatigue, no night sweats, any shortness of breath except with exertion, and he has no cough but has some wheezing, no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms or flank pains, no jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has anxiety, easy bruising, his muscle aches and headaches and memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this this is a averagely built elderly white male, is blood pale but no acute distress. There's no clubbing cyanosis, no ictus superficial edema. Blood pressure 116/60, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.1, weight is 147, saturation 97. HE and T norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis. Diminished breath sounds for the basis. With occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular, so on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. COPD and emphysema. Number 2 is history of leukemia. Number 3, vertigo and number 4 is tremors. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest with contrast and complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was placed on Air Duo, 113/14 micrograms, 1 puff, BID. Advised to use anti-wet 12.5 milligrams TID, PRN, and Xanax 0.5 milligrams BIDPRN. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Richard Parts, MD.